Greet each one in Jesus' name. Singing sounded nice from up here. I'm used to being back there, but it didn't. It sounded very nice. This evening, I want to read from Psalms 34. Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, you children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good, and seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. As with the psalmist David when we seek the Lord in prayer, we cry unto him, the Lord hears us, delivers, and saves us. Some wonderful promises in this psalm for those who fear the Lord. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them. That includes you and I. That includes the group there in Haiti that is being held captive. I believe the Lord's guardian angels are there as well. And then, if we want to know the goodness of the Lord, it says we must taste and see. Seek the Lord and find out what he has for us. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And then, keep all this in mind. May we bless and magnify the Lord tonight and every day that he gives us breath. Maybe I would like to sing this verses 1 through 4 and then verses 7 and 8. 7 and 8, of course, are both repeated twice. So if we could stand and sing that, and then you can remain standing and I'll have prayer after the song. I will bless the Lord at all times, his grace shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof me glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I saw the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. All taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. All taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. In service to you and to be faithful to to you. Just pray that you be with your people around the world, especially those that are the group there in Haiti. Just pray that you'd be very near them and that they would feel your presence. Just ask this all in your name. Amen. Okay, so next we're going to have the children come forward and sing some songs. Laurel will be leading you in some song singing. The children can come forward. Thank you, children, for all of those songs. Let's turn in our church hymnal to song number 14. I'll have one more song after this, and then Kevin has asked Joseph and William to share a song that has meant something to them, and so we'll do that in that order. So number 14.
Rejoices. Loving kindness, loving
Okay, Joseph.
I don't know about you, but for me, songs are tied to people and places and events in time. There's often, when I'm driving down the road, I'll come around a curve that I haven't been on for quite some time, and I'll remember having been on the same road, the same curve, another time when a certain song is playing. And it's, oh yeah, I haven't thought about that for a while. Or other times, it's people. And for me, that's maybe predominantly the way I remember a lot of songs. Number 25 in the Christian hymnal, whose song is that? That's Levon's song. What about 75 in the church hymnal? That's right, it's David's song. I remember sitting in the back, and the week that Louis was diagnosed with cancer, we had a hymn sing, and somebody, it was the song leader asked for numbers from the congregation, and you know how it is here, thankfully, and I'm blessed by it. There's about three or four. Boom. And Louis, I heard him. He was sitting right behind me, and he said 82, but nobody else heard him, or not many people heard him. The song leader didn't hear him. Somebody else got the number. And then he asked for another song. Louis said it again, 82, and nobody heard him. And then we got asked for an impromptu group, and we came up and we sang number 82, which is the love of God. And it was something that I think he wanted to be as his testimony, facing what he was facing. The songbook is like that for me. It's like visiting old friends. I remember sitting back and hearing, we'd sing number 44 in the Christian hymnal, Come Gracious Spirit. And I remember my mom saying, this is grandma's favorite song. Sorry, I'm not trying to get all maudlin up here on you. And then number 25 in the church hymnal. I can't get that out of my mind. Ginny facing cancer, battling cancer, and requesting over and over again, number 25, joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Just a testimony of courage and facing difficult things. So that's what songs are to me. Not to mention that they are a deep way, like Kevin said, they're a deep way in which I think our spirits are touched in a way that maybe is touched in no other way. This gift of song that God has given us. And I'm so blessed by that. And so Kevin asked me, not to give a whole list of things like I have just done, but he asked me to give a favorite song. And how do I give a favorite song? Songs, there's so many of them. How can you have a favorite song? But I was thinking of Easter songs. We're Easter people, coming close to Christmas, but you know what? We're Easter people. We're people of a risen God. And I love Easter songs. And last spring, our quartet was singing. Low in the grave he lay. It's a powerful song of the risen Lord. You know, he is victorious over death. And it's, you know, gained another layer of meaning for me. I love this song, Awake, Awake, O Earth. And the fact that we are people of a risen Lord, and we're people who are part of a kingdom of God that's alive and well and bound for a resurrection future. And the other day, we sang Strife is O'er, number 127, the church hymnal. And I remember when James Overhaul taught us that song, soon after we got the church hymnal, and he said, there's a song I want you all to learn. is number 127. And we sang it again the other day. And when we got home, we were talking. And it was actually the next morning, I think, we were getting ready for devotions. And we asked if there's somebody who wants a song. And one of my children said, he wants that song from yesterday. The one about Alleluia. And sorry, I'm a mess tonight. I'd like to sing that one. Number 127. The strife is o'er, the battle done. And let's sing it like Easter people. Hallelujah.
Good evening, everyone. Like Joseph said, there's so many songs that remind you of different people. And yeah, I was just having to think of some of Mom's favorite songs, like Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. And she loved the song Amazing Grace. And Fade, Fade, Each Earthly Joy. And those are just a few of some of her favorites. And one thing that God really showed me over the time that Mom went home to be with him. Just know that there is nothing more important than that Jesus is mine. And that he is fully part in our lives. And the song I'd like to sing tonight is Nearer My God to Thee, song number 372 in the Christian hymnal. And the third verse says, there let the, the fourth verse. Then with my waking thoughts, bright with thy praise, out of my stony griefs, Bethel I'll raise. So by my woes to be, near my God to thee. And it's just wonderful to think of, what mom is experiencing now. And the confidence that we can have, that we can all be together in heaven someday. Song number 372.
Nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee, bring thou with thee across that great sea.
Nearer to thee. Thank you, William and Joseph, for sharing. Sorry to put you on the spot like that. Pick out one song out of how many? I know the feeling. I was blessed by those songs and also what was said. All right, at this time, we're going to have a song group. I think Ariana has a song group, so we'll come time with them.
Surround me with a deliverance from my enemies till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Your love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Thank you for sharing those psalms. Let's turn to Psalm number 25 in the Christian hymnal. We'll sing verses 1 and 3. And after this song, we have a group in charge of Micah. Psalm number 25.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see. All I need to plant to make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my strength. He tells me every care on him to roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live, I thank and do his blessed will. Oh, wall of fire about me, I'm nothing else to fear. With his head on me, my hungry soul shall fear. Then singing up to glory, to see his blessed face, there in the salty flesh shall ever roll. Hallelujah. He's the beauty of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my
well, good evening. It's good to be here tonight. We'll be singing two songs this evening. Our first song is As the Deer, and our second song was requested that we sing When I Gave It All. And I just like to leave us with a challenge. How much do we give? Do we give it all to Jesus?
For the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I held tight to the things of my own, treasures and dreams, all the pleasures I known. Before my eyes was a promising life, but I was standing alone. Jesus returned with much more than before. Trembling, I thought of the future years. Plans became burdens, and dreams became fears. All my ambitions that once burned within now were a reason for tears.
Badly I wished for a friend to be there, someone to talk to and someone to care, but not a soul understood my distress, no one with whom I could share.
Then came a whisper from heaven to say, "Child, take your burdens and give them away. All your desires must lie at the cross. They are not yours anyway."
Must I forsake life's elaborate scenes? Must I really see my innermost dreams? Oh, hold on me, thy faith I can't sign. Jesus returns with much more than before. Jesus returns with much more than before.
Thank you very much for that. The first song, As a Deer, is another one of my favorites. But I also like it sung in Russian. It's one of those songs that we sang some in Ukraine, and it kind of resonated. It's one of the songs that flowed well in another language. And no, I'm not going to try to sing it up here. I know snatches of it by heart, but I would need the music, and not by myself. Okay, thank you all very much. I think that's all we have tonight, except for the chorus. So I'm going to leave one more song here, and then we can ask the chorus to come up. I think because of the nature of the song, I don't think I'll ask him in the last verse. Maybe we'll have a chorus right after this song, and the chorus will come up. So, Christian Hymnal 119. This song might as well have on my list to lead tonight, so I thought, well, something Joseph said really resonated with me. We are Easter people. The resurrection has been a theme, maybe not a theme, but has been on my heart the last while. The realization, and it just hits me over and over, that we serve a risen Savior. And it's just so beautiful. 119. I'll stand, change position.
Up from the grave he arose with a mighty
Actually, I think I'm just going to have the chorus come up and make your way up here, and we'll turn the time over to them. After they are finished, then we'll turn the time over to ministry. Thank you very much.
Let us rejoice, in Him.
thanks to God, for Jesus will never say no.
Jesus will never say no.
Hungry nor burdens to come. Jesus will never say no.
Jesus will never say no.
Come bring your burdens to God.
Come bring your burdens to God.
Come bring your burdens to God. For Jesus will never say no. Come bring your burdens to God. Come bring your burdens to God. Come bring your burdens to God. For Jesus will never say no. Come bring your burdens to God. Come bring your burdens to God. Come bring your burdens to God. For Jesus will never say no. My God, I thank thee who has made the earth so bright, so full of splendor and of joy, beauty and light. So many glorious things are ignoble and right. Joy to abound. So many gentle thoughts and deeds circling us round, that in the darkest spot of earth some love is found. I thank thee, Lord, that and the best is so. We have enough yet, not too much to long for more. A yearning for a deeper peace not known before. I thank thee, Lord, that here our souls abounding rest can never find, although they seek a perfect rest, nor ever shall, until they be on Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.